Are you awake yet? Oh, okay.
Hey, I should have known you would be up. Were you just playing games all night? Yeah, I understand that. If you can't sleep, you can't sleep. You could have called me, though. No, it wouldn't have been a problem. Honestly, I would have loved to have come over and played games with you. Well, now you're not even playing. Now you're just sitting and looking at your screen. Hey, is everything okay? Come on, scooch you over. Scooch you over. Hi. Yeah, I understand. I imagine you've been playing games for a while now, so it's okay to be a little bit checked out. How are you feeling? Well, it doesn't matter if it could be worse. No, it could be worse isn't good, you know? It's you deserve more than it could be worse. No, don't try and turn this on me. My day was fine. Yes, there's not really much else to say. It's been a slow day. I was just wondering when I'd be able to drop what I was doing and come hang out with you. Oh yeah, today was no. It wasn't bad. It was just boring. But this isn't even meant to be about me. I'm supposed to be looking after you, taking care of you. 'Cause you, my darling friend, seem like you could use it. No, I'm not saying that you look like you need babying. Though, like, just take the babying. Okay, now that's just rude. Yes. Yes, it is rude. Saying I'm a baby just because I'm shorter than you. Oh, I'm sure you didn't mean it like that. This is gonna sound like it's coming out of left field. Oh yeah, serious tone on now. I just wanted to let you know how much I value you. Yes, I know, mushy nonsense incoming. But it's just, I don't know. You make things easier when they probably wouldn't have been. Even if it's you just wasting a night at playing games and then just being there to talk to in the morning. Nope, we're not talking about this anymore. Nope. Because I'm being embarrassing. And you are the last person I want to be embarrassing in front of. Because you tease me until the end of time. Oh, don't think I don't know you. I've spent enough time around you to know exactly what you would do with any and all soft-hearted nonsense. Nope. Still not doing it. We're still moving on away from soft emotion. Why are you holding my hand? That's little. Whoa. Talk about size difference. How is your hand so big? Well, it's big compared to mine. What the hell? It's... I don't know. It just feels like yesterday that I used to be taller than you. Oh, you hate it, don't you? You hated that I was taller than you. And then puberty happened, and then you just shot up over my height, and it's not particularly fair, I'd say. Like, at all? The one thing I had was my height over you. And yet, here we are. With your hand absolutely dwarfing mine. Not fair. We spent a lot of time together. But some things we can't control. And they'll change. And that's really, really scary. But hey, at least we've got each other to deal with it, right? Not going through it alone. You got me saying mushy stuff again. God, you're so weird. So weird. Just play your game. Play your game. Let me watch. No? Why no? Play your game. Play your game so I don't have to be thinking about weird emotions. What do I mean by weird emotions? I think you know. And I think you're being coy on purpose. Mm-hmm. Oh. You just want to hear me say it. Well, too bad, I'm not going to. Mm-mm. Nope. Because I can't handle that. If I admit something to you that I'm not fully equipped to admit to myself, and I'm wrong, I won't know how to deal with it. And I'd rather leave this massive unknown between us rather than say it and risk it all falling apart. I know, it might be selfish, but... So you'll say it. Say what? I. Oh. No, I didn't think you would actually say it or anything like that, like me, or that I'm pretty. You would never say that about me before. Before getting a compliment was like pulling teeth. When we went to the school dance together all those years ago, you couldn't even look at me, and you couldn't really even give me a compliment. I thought you were feeling awkward because you were told to go with me. Just so you wouldn't have to go alone, and that I wouldn't have to go alone. You wanted to say something but couldn't, huh? And yet here we are, all these years later. And you still managed to make my heart flutter. I didn't want to drop this on you this morning. You had trouble sleeping, and I just wanted to... Again with the hand-holding. Premarital hand-holding. You're gonna get me in trouble, you know that, right? I'm gonna be in so much trouble, we're not gonna be able to show our faces in town. Oh yeah, they saw my ankle. Such dishonor to our family. Whoa. Whoa. I'm sorry. My brain is oatmeal. Well, how else would I describe it? Oh, something more cute, huh? I think I'm plenty cute. You do too. Okay. Nope. That's all I can take for this morning. Let's go downstairs and get some breakfast into you. I will make something for you so you don't have to. And then we can maybe talk about this more. No more talking about it right now. I'm at my limit. I am at my limit. Okay. Let's go downstairs. I can make you some pancakes or whatever. And then we can talk. I'll be less embarrassed if I'm getting food into my face at the same time. I would look cute with... Okay. Nope. We're going downstairs. I have had more than enough of this. You just cannot restrain yourself, can you? Always. If we get together, is this what it's going to be all the time?